I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, is on hand. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Pat.
You have a beautiful little package in front of you, the Nothing Ear Stick, which is quite pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful and it's very unique looking. So these are earbuds. So we've had so many pairs of headphones and earbuds through the studio over the last number of years. But I can honestly say I've never seen anything that quite looks like these ones by Nothing. So people may be familiar with the Nothing phone that we spoke about earlier in the year. They're looking to shake things up in terms of Android phones. This is their in-ear headphones. They're available from the Marvel Room at Brian Thomas. They're €119. And for any people listening who know Elizabeth Arden's 8-Hour Cream, it's a miracle cream. It's fantastic. That's kind of what the packaging looks like, right? It's a cross between Elizabeth Arden's 8-Hour Cream and something from Star Trek. So it's a clear plastic outer, and then inside is white and red. You spin it around and then out pop your headphones. And they're, again, quite unique looking. They have no silicon buds on the top of the earbud. So what you're putting into your ear is the plastic bit itself. Then you have more sort of plastic outer casing around the stems that allow you to control the headphones. And I have to say, despite the unique looking casing, they can back it up in terms of the tech as well. So it pairs to your phone via Bluetooth. There is an app available to download if you so wish. And the sound quality is incredible. I've been wearing the Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro that I really, really like. They have the silicon top at the top that goes into your ear. And I was eager to see how these Nothing headphones would compare to the Samsungs because they're a fraction of the cost. And I have to say, it's just epic. The second you put them into your ear, you're getting that sensation of the world just being drowned out. There's a lot of bass to these headphones. The music really does pop, but you also get that clarity when you're listening to, you know, radio or podcasts and so on. So all in all, in terms of performance, that they really do impress.
Okay, and they don't go right into your ear. They kind of hang on the outer bit of your ear. Are they secure? Did you feel secure?
This is like the biggest question I get when it comes to headphones. And I know some people do not like the silicon bit that goes inside the ear. So they may like the design of this. Initially, when I was putting them in, I was a bit more skeptical. I was a bit worried that they might fall out. But I've used them for the last number of days and didn't have any instances of them falling out. And I actually find them quite comfortable. Sometimes with those silicon ones that goes in the plasticky bit that goes into your ear, I can find that my ear gets a bit tender, a bit sore after a while. That did not happen with these. And they're very, very nice. Two things to note. Firstly, the battery life is around 7 hours or so. And disappointingly, there's no wireless charging available on the casing. On the Samsung ones that I mentioned, I often just leave them sitting on the wireless charging dock that's on my desk. That is not the case with these ones. You have to plug in via USB-C on the top of the Nothing buds. But overall, I think they are great, and the novelty of the design as well is just pretty cool.
Yeah. And the case itself will charge up your earbuds,
yes.
I think, three times to full before it itself needs recharging. Okay, lots of questions for you, Jess. I have an iPhone SE, need to replace it, would like to stay with Apple, don't mind buying refurbished. What model should I consider for no more than 400 to 450? That's from Nuala.
Well, there's a new version of the iPhone SE. So if you are happy with the SE, the upgraded version, the 2022 version, is great and it's very affordable and it will be within your price bracket to buy outright depending on where you buy. But alternatively, if you wanted to move up to something like the iPhone 12 or 13, if you go to the likes of Swappie, so S-W-A-P-P-I-E, or mintplus.ie, they have great offers in terms of giving you a device that has great spec at a much more affordable price.
Tablet or Chromebook for elderly parents for Christmas, mainly used for surfing the net and for games. That's from Alan.
I think a tablet might be better. And the reason I say that is because if you are shopping online, if you're browsing online, and also if you're playing games online, it's easier to interact with a touchscreen. It means that you can hold it whatever way is comfortable. You can rest it on the arm of a chair, for example. And you can also, if they so wish, then get a Bluetooth keyboard to give that extra functionality if they want to send a long email or something like that. So I would look at a tablet, something like the Samsung Tab A7, I think is very good. And again, it's not going to break the bank.
Another iPhone replacement question. Want to replace my iPhone 6. Looking for a minimum 128 gigs of storage. I can spend a max of €1,000. What do you recommend? Battery life, hugely important.
Yeah, so you're spoiled for choice if that is your budget. Again, you could go for the iPhone 13. The iPhone 14 is out now, but as we said at the time of our review, it's not massively different to the 13. So I would look at the iPhone 13 if you're looking for best value, and you will definitely get good battery life out of it, and you will also get something within your budget too. So look at the iPhone 13, the basic model, and if your budget won't stretch that far, if you want to save an extra few quid, even the iPhone 12 is great as well.
I have lots of CDs I would like to upload into my home storage device and then access from my laptop or phone. Can you please ask Jess if there's an app that allows me to store and play my own music rather than having to use Spotify or a similar platform? That's from Rory.
Yeah, it is possible to do. It will just take a huge amount of time. So you can take your CDs, you can rip them and save them to your computer. You can put them into something like Dropbox or whatever online storage platform you have. If you save them as MP3 files, you'll be able to then curate your own playlist using your own
music.
But
you're going to have to do it in real time, Jess. Is that it?
Yeah, it's one of those things that gives me flashbacks to when I was a teenager, sitting there putting a CD in. This was back when I used to copy it into iTunes and do it that way back onto my iPod. It's a bit of a cumbersome process. I think Tom Dunn, our colleague here at News Talk, would empathise massively with that situation.
I'm looking for a good fitness watch, please, for running and cycling. Would Garmin be best?
Yeah, there's a brand or a category of Garmin watches called the Garmin 4Runner. And there are different models depending on your budget. But that seems to be the best for those who, or the ones that I've heard most about from people who are serious about their sport and want that insight, want to connect to their Strava app and so on. So look for the Garmin 4Runner.
Another one. I need to buy an iPhone for my daughter, aged 8. Want to buy a used one. I presume the advice you gave earlier.
Yeah.
Go to Swappie.
Go to Swappie. But what I would say, particularly for an 8-year-old, is just be very, very sure that you get a screen protector and a cover, because even though you're buying a refurbished device, it's still a lot of money. So just be mindful of that. It could also, okay. I don't know if you'd be into this, but you know, you may be able to still get your hands on an iPod Touch, which wouldn't have the phone functionality, but would give the sort of simulation of having a phone and the ability to download apps and so on.
Okay, could you recommend a power bank for travel purposes?
Yeah, OtterBox have a fantastic one that I've been using in the last number of days. I'm going to just see if I have a picture of it on my phone, and I do. It's the OtterBox Fast Charge, so it'll give you 30 hours of battery life. It's a 10k milliamp one, it's great.
Final question, I'm due an upgrade. Would it be best to wait for the Samsung S23 Ultra or get the S22 Ultra? That's from Jay.
I wasn't blown away by the S22, to be completely honest with you. So I would say if you can, wait for the S23 or alternatively look at another device. The Pixel 7 that we reviewed a few weeks back is very impressive and would be sort of familiar enough to any Samsung users.
Okay, I'll squeeze one more in. 9-year-old who likes to code. We're thinking of getting him a laptop. Good quality, but don't want to spend a fortune. What would you recommend?
So just double check if they need any particular spec, but I would look at ASUS and Acer. They are excellent value all year round, but particularly as we approach Black Friday, you will definitely get a good deal.
Okay, and Black Friday, I know you've been on other programs on the channel talking about Black Friday deals. I mean, presumably there are deals, and is it inevitably tech that's kind of going out of date, that it's going to, you know,
you buy
it today and the new phone comes out next week or whatever?
Yeah, and I don't think that matters massively. You know, I think if you're looking to buy dishwashers, fridges, all that kind of stuff, goods for your home, the white goods, I think you can do very, very well, because who cares if, you know, a fridge is available in a different shade this summer or whatever it might be. Yeah. So I do think there are deals to be had, but I would reiterate, don't just fall for the flashy black or red label. Do your research beforehand, and remember, you know, 50% off is great, but if it's not something you need or want, then you're wasting 50% of your money.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.